Many geographic features in the United States derive their names from Native American words. Think Dakota, Mississippi, and Iowa, to name a few. And as Bird Notes' Mary McCann reports, many birds can also trace their names back to an indigenous language.
The names of birds can tell stories. We're hearing the song of the salmonberry bird, the name indigenous Northwest coastal people gave to the bird known in English as the Swainson's thrush. The salmonberry bird's name comes from its annual arrival in forests across northern regions of the continent in May, when salmonberries ripen. The native names of birds sometimes distill the essence of their appearance or behavior. In the Cherokee language, for instance, the meadowlark is called star because of the way the bird's tail spreads out when it soars. The Cherokee name for nuthatch is deaf, possibly because of the bird's disregard for the presence of humans. The names of birds in native languages express a long affiliation between people and place. As the writer Nancy Lord observes, words have power. Languages connected to place help us respect local knowledge to ask and answer the tough questions about how the human and the non-human can live together in a tolerant and dignified way. The song of the salmonberry bird reminds us of the abiding connection between birds and people and the nourishment nature provides us both. I'm Mary McCann.
For photos, make your way over to the Living on Earth website, loe.org.